We are back from recess, and we have with us Ron Erickson, who has a bid recommendation for us this morning. Mr. Erickson.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. This has to do with a bid that I let out at the request of Renee Brischka, our building and ground supervisor, and she's asked me to handle this recommendation for award for her. She had got called away, as she often does. This is bid number 201308-237. It's specific.
Would you give us that again?
Sorry.
2013.
It's on there.
201308-237.
Okay.
And it is specifically for HVAC services and repair in the form of a service term and supply contract. This request was generated as the result of recognized countywide needs for our HVAC services, not having a contracted vendor in a term and supply mode to assist us for quasi-emergencies, routine breakdowns that may borderline and not qualify for emergency repair and exceed the bid limits. I did some research when this came up several months ago, and other counties, especially first-class counties, routinely send out these types of bids. And so that's what I engaged in, and this particular bid was released on August the 21st. We received three responses. It closed on Monday this week. We opened these responses on September the 24th. Renee has reviewed all of the three responses in detail. The vendors were asked to supply us with their estimated costs for certain activities, including prevailing wage ramifications, including hourly rates, including holidays and weekends and after hours. And the responses that we received were from D&B HVAC Services in Branson, Temperature Control Incorporated in Springfield, and Specialty Air in Springfield. As a result of her review, I have completed a tabulation sheet, and the total low response from all of these calculations comes from D&B HVAC Services. They have come in low on every category that we asked for responses on, except one, and in that particular category, they were only a few percentage points higher, rental equipment. So after discussions and looking at these figures and the signed certificates that were required in these documents to cover prevailing wage and every other insurance requirement, we're here this morning, or I am, to recommend award for this term and supply contract to D&B HVAC Services in Branson, Missouri.
What is the time on the renewal of the contract?
For 12 months.
It's a 12-month from
It's a 12-month contract with option to renew.
Okay. I make a motion for approval. I only have one concern is throughout this older building, we have different brands of compressors, the units themselves. So I won't have that concern that might make a difference. But if you send out for responses and that's all you've got, well, I'm going to make a motion that we approve D&B, whatever.
There are a lot of details in the requirements within the bid specs that cover those items.
Cover those items.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to award these HVAC services to D&B HVAC Services. That's bid numbers 201308237. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rob. back up, we have court orders and add-ons, but we don't have Donna or Christy here today. Is that right?
Ron, I'm going to make a motion that we move those are presented by Christy on a regular basis. I'm going to make a motion that we move those to next Monday.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded that we continue the discussion of court orders and add-ons as presented till next Monday, which would be September 30th. Purpose being representative from the county clerk's office, which has presented these, needs to be present. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We have a discussion for Trilex Biosolids. The agreement and resolution. However, if I'm not mistaken, we're awaiting a legal document from our counsel in Springfield, which is supposed to be on the road on the way down here. And if we could just have a recess for a few minutes, I'll check on that upstairs, and then we can begin. Is that all right with you all?
Ron, the executive session that we have, and we have them on 1, 2, 3, and 12, would be a very short period of time. We could, if you don't care to, we could go ahead and go through that executive session, and then when they show up, we could take care of that business on the biosolids agreement. I think it's a resolution that is a legally prepared document. And
well, we have the agreement in front of us, and they're adding a resolution. But there was also some council comment that we're waiting on. I understand what you're saying, but how long is the exec session? I don't know what.
Well,
it's,
it won't be with what I've got. It won't be a matter of just probably a
couple minutes.
Probably five, 10 minutes, and the fact that they may not show up till 10 o'clock with the.
Dan, I think it's a good idea, rather than going into recess, let's step into exec very quickly, take care of that, and then we'll come back to the button. You can leave that. Yes, sir. Is there a motion to go into executive session?
Motion to go into executive session. Section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to Section 610.021. Subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Brandon aye.
And Ron aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.